Nothing captured Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's isolation more starkly this week than the image of U.S. President Donald Trump shaking hands with Syria's Islamist leader Ahmed al-Sharaa, a man Israel has branded an al-Qaeda terrorist in a suit. "He's got the potential. He's a real leader," Trump told reporters after talks with Sharaa on Wednesday in Riyadh, a meeting brokered by his Saudi hosts, with whom the U.S. president agreed a slew of arms, business, and technology deals. Trump's whirlwind four-day tour of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates this week was more than just a diplomatic spectacle marked by lucrative investments. It sealed the emergence of a new Sunni-led Middle East order, one that eclipses Iran's shattered axis of resistance and leaves Israel sidelined, according to three regional and two Western sources. Amid growing irritation in Washington with Israel's failure to reach a ceasefire in Gaza, Trump's tour was a snub to Netanyahu, a close U.S. ally who was the first foreign leader to visit Washington after the president returned to office in January, the sources said. The message was clear. In Trump's less ideological, more results-driven vision of Middle East diplomacy, Netanyahu could no longer count on unconditional U.S. support for his right-wing agenda, the sources said. "This administration is very frustrated with Netanyahu, and that frustration is showing," said David Shanker, a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs under Republican former President George W. Bush. "They're very, very transactional, and Netanyahu isn't giving them anything right now." The sources said that the U.S. was not about to turn its back on Israel, which remains a vital U.S. ally whose support in Washington runs deep and is bipartisan. But the Trump administration wanted to deliver the message to Netanyahu that America has its own interests in the Middle East, and it does not like him standing in its way, the sources added. U.S. patience has been strained not just by the Israeli Prime Minister's refusal to countenance a Gaza ceasefire, but also his objection to U.S. talks with Iran over its nuclear program, according to sources familiar with the matter. Netanyahu's office did not respond to requests for comment. It has made no public statements on Trump's regional visit. A spokesperson for the White House's National Security Council emphasized Trump was a friend to Israel. "We continue to work closely with our ally Israel to ensure remaining hostages in Gaza are freed, Iran never obtains a nuclear weapon, and to strengthen regional security in the Middle East," NSC spokesman James Hewitt said. While publicly insisting U.S.-Israeli relations remain strong, Trump administration officials have privately expressed irritation with Netanyahu's refusal to fall into line with Washington's positions on Gaza and Iran, according to sources familiar with the matter.